we're the funniest crew.
Okay. Hi, this is Dominic, and you're listening to Inane Arguments About
Nothingness. But I still fuck with the funniest crew.
Hi, I'm Nico. I'm Dominic's crew member, and you're
and
listening.
And co-host,
and you're listening to Inane Arguments About Nothingness. It's a pretty great title, don't you think, Dominic?
Yeah, it is pretty good. I think that we put a lot of time and effort into understanding where we go and the direction of this podcast. And yeah. Well, we're also featuring these two people that are talking over the podcast.
Yeah,
we're featuring guest star Eli.
Hey guys,
Leo.
Eli Penaloza here. Charged to these jokers sometimes.
Sometimes. It is a minimal amount of in charge.
Kind of like the boss.
He's not really like the boss.
And we have Grant McKenzie here.
I could introduce myself. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Me too.
Hi, my name is Grant McKenzie. I'm just a person that just gives my little opinion whenever I can in this crew and also try to annoy them as much as I can. It's kind of my job a little bit, you know. I mean, they are some assholes sometimes because they tricked me with this fucking rain sloth one day.
Hey, man, you believed it.
Yep, believed it for 3 days straight, too.
You would have believed it, too, if our supervisor didn't tell on us.
Yeah, I would have.
He told on us.
I mean, he didn't tell on y'all.
No, if he made it, you know. If he was less obvious about it? Yeah.
Because if he never would have laughed about it, I would have never, knew it was fake. Because that's the one thing he did. He just laughed about it. I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do learn a lot of good things in the Texas Conservation Corps.
I teach them slang. That's as much as they learn. Yeah. We learned that we can break all types of policies, too.
We should put that on the podcast, yes. We should put the Texas... We should say that we're in the Texas Conservation Corps. And then we should say that, yes, we break all types of policies. That's what we should put in our podcast. Good idea, Grant.
Are we going to show anybody this?
Not this one, for sure.
Oh, then we start. Restart.
No.
This podcast is brought to you by Craw.
Yeah, speaking of which...
Let's crack open a Craw. For days now, we have been enjoying the sweet sensations, or the non-sweet sensations.
Correction. Hmm? You have. It's just fucking water.
Well,
it's not good water. Water could be worse.
Craw.
That's what Craw is.
So it's not even good ass water. No. This shit is ass.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I've had
So you know it's worse than water.
It's worse.
How can water be worse than water?
Well, because I
can,
Craw.
There's some bad water. Because Craw.
So just because it's Craw, nigga, it's bad.
I mean, it's Pample Moose. That's
Pample
just
Moose.
Pample Moose.
How bad it is.
Pample Moose. Pea Moose.
What type of shit is...
After a long, hard day of working at an outside doors job and high heat, it is good to crack open a Craw. There are no calories, no artificial sweeteners, and sodium-free. It is innocent.
It's fucking soda water, nigga. Like, what?
Innocent. No, club soda. There is a difference between club soda and sparkling water. Club soda generally has sodium.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Sparkling water has nothing.
I like club soda probably more. Well, no. I love Craw, and we really enjoy it. And
yeah, Craw. There's no drink like Craw, man.
There's no drink like Craw.
You can't really compare Craw to club soda anyways. I mean, they're two different things.
No, they're carbonated. They're
I feel
both
like
carbonated.
It's just bad in
yeah,
general.
But I mean, they're carbonated
water.
But different. Yeah, you can't
carbonation
compare.
Doesn't mean that you're all the same.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't say that club soda or sparkling water is the same as soda either, and that's carbonated.
That is true. It's like,
but carbonation is bad for you in general.
Carbonation?
Yes, yeah, so that's part of what makes it different.
Yeah. I don't see that it's bad for you. It doesn't say on the label.
I mean, does any food product say it's bad for you other than cigarettes? Like,
well, exactly. That's what I'm working off of. I think products already tell you what's bad in it.
Yeah. Are there natural flavors? Some people might think that's bad.
Ingredients, carbonated water, natural flavor.
You want only unnatural flavors?
Well, it says other unnatural flavors.
Other unnatural?
Well, look at it.
Artificial?
Look at the color. It looks like pee. Yeah, this Powerade looks like pee, but it's not.
We're not brought to you by Powerade.
We would never be brought to you by Powerade.
We would never be. If we were going to be brought to you by any sports drink, it would be Gatorade. Come on.
Yeah. The first. I could see that.
The only one that matters. What's up? We got our man Fink with us. He joined us.
Another guest star. Yeah.
Another guest. Please join us. Oh, and he's slowly walking away.
Yeah, I would walk away.
A little bit about yourself, Mr. Fink.
Yep.
We got a podcast running, and this is Fink, William Fink. And,
hey, bro, he doesn't like being called by his first name. Let's get that straight right here.
Yeah, he likes if being you called Billy. Billy Fink.
Oh, shit.
Billy Bean. Billy Bean.
Yes. You'll stay silent throughout the rest of the episode, so no worries.
Well, my nigga's eating. Like, what do you expect? Like, bruh's eating, and you just invited him.
Yes, Grant will speak for Fink. Grant will be Fink's mouthpiece, apparently.
They sell themselves as mineral water. Topo Chico?
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other thing. It's carbonated, but it has this whole thing about minerals.
It has mineral content, dude. It adds to the flavor.
So it's better than Crocs.
It cleans your floor.
Because it's better for you.
I wouldn't. I'm not saying that.
That's what
the previous
argument was.
I did not.
It was better because it was better for you.
Crocs is so good because it has nothing.
It is it's a minimalist of sparkling waters.
It's not trying to be fortified.
It has better things.
Well, when you're shopping for something, when you're trying to go healthy on your diet, one of the things they tell you is buy food with few ingredients.
True.
As few ingredients as possible. This has two.
The show is actually called Craw Talk. We'll add some sounds there.
Yeah. Craw Talk is a better idea.
Okay. So now the next hour is going to be about Craw.
Yeah. Craw.
When was your first experience with Craw, Eli?
Had my first experience about 3 days ago.
Ooh, you don't have to tell me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was your first?
It was about a week into us coming here.
Yeah.
I thought you said about a week ago.
Craw around me. Mm-hmm. I thought, hey, my preconceived notions about sparkling water being bad may just be a negative bias.
Yeah.
I asked you to very gracefully hand me a craw.
And I was very graceful in handing you a craw. It was actually an HEB generic craw.
The most great graceful flavor of craw.
Yes, coconut. Yes, the cocoa, as we call it.
I cracked it open, heard the delightful sound of the sizzle that you would.
Yes.
I thought this would be a good experience.
Yes.
I brought it up to my lips ever so slowly.
Yeah. Keep it slow.
And
you don't want to get too fast.
And took a sip and another sip.
A crawba.
And another sip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how'd that sip go? The first craw sip.
It was less delightful than I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm being completely truthful, it was not terrible.
Okay.
I then tried to see if coconut was maybe just not the flavor for me.
Yeah.
So I tried the Lili.
You tried Lili?
Yeah.
Okay. And for the lay people out there, that is lime.
Tell them, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
It was slightly better.
Mm.
But...
because you could almost feel like you're drinking Sprite, but...
but not quite.
Yes. Or Squirt for you.
It's definitely something I would prefer less than Squirt.
Yes. I can understand that because you're addicted to sugar.
Yeah, if I could crack open a Squirt, I'd be all for that. But they don't have it in cans.
No. Yeah. Well, they only have it in glass bottles, I guess.
And plastic.
Yeah, who else loves a little Squirt?
So that's my take on craw. What about Mr. Fink here?
Yeah. What was your experience, your first experience with craw?
Yeah, Farmash.
We'll edit out the silence.
Yep. It was a crisp winter morning.
Oh. Usually they came in summertime.
2016.
Jeez, 3 years ago.
Sitting on a towboat.
Mm-hmm.
A mate cracked one open. I was like, hey man, what's up? He calls it a LaCroix.
Very foreign.
Yeah.
No, it's the French pronounce it LaCroix.
But he calls it Croix.
Oh, okay.
And we call it Craw.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep. And I didn't know what it was, so he gave me a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Been hooked ever since.
Ooh. What's your favorite flavor there, Mr. Fink?
What do you call that one?
Pea mousse. Oh, yeah. Which
I like the pea mousse and the Lili. So if you mix them together, get a can of pee pee.
Look at that. And for those who don't know, pea mousse is pamplemousse, which is French for grapefruit.
Yeah, French for grapefruit.
Well, thank you for sharing. And I am glad that we can have advocates for the craw.
Mm-hmm.
because...
Oh, we're still talking about this.
Oh, well, this is Craw Talk, so...
Brought to you by Craw.
Yeah, brought to you by Craw.
Are we getting paid for this?
We don't. No, we get to enjoy Craw. Oh.
Yeah, maybe they'll give us a can. Now, Grant...
What I've once heard, expectations are preconceived...
premeditated resentments.
Premeditated resentments, right, so...
Yes.
Try not to expect
that. It's a misconception that they're preconceived.
Oh? Yes.
But they are very much premeditated.
Okay.
Okay, Grant, what was your first experience with Craw?
When I met you, niggas.
Oh, yeah? Well...
I mean, it's not bad. I just don't like it that... One, our whole workplace almost drinks this shit.
Yep.
And none of it's actually good because it just tastes like fucking water. Most of the flavors they say on here, it just smells like it, but it doesn't taste like it at all. Which is
the smell is half the battle trash. For these types of drinks.
Okay, it's just trash. But I mean, it's alright for.
It's not supposed to be flavored. It's really more so like the essence of the pamplemousse.
They say the
I'd
word
rather
flavored,
drink regular sparkling water
don't
than
really mean
this.
It. That's why it's one of the smallest words on the thing. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, just
Craw knows what they're doing, man.
I mm-hmm. think so. Like they've been in the business for at least 5 years.
Mm-mm.
Saying that
longer.
They've
been in it longer that because right I remember there. Drinking Craw.
Well,
when
I'm
I,
still correct.
Is the sound?
Oh,
at least 5 years.
Oh, at least okay. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
sorry.
But yeah, so Nico, what was your first? Experience
oh,
with,
as a child, young child, yeah. My family has been drinking Craw since I was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have another guest star.
Yeah, Nora just joined us. Yes. This is Craw Talk, our podcast.
Craw Talk.
Hey,
yes. Craw Talk.
We're talking. We've each been sharing our first experience with Craw. So I'm just discussing about how. Sit down, join us.
It's really a subsection of inane arguments about nothingness.
Ian.
Oh. But this is one of our main subsections, which
irrelevant.
Will probably take the majority of the podcast.
Okay,
yeah.
Like a segment, not a mini series.
No, yeah, it's a segment.
Okay,
but it's
cool.
Probably mostly the
we
podcast.
Don't get paid enough to do
okay.
episodes.
Well, we don't get paid enough to do what we do now, so
yeah
we do it anyway.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So,
love of the game.
But Nico was just talking about his first experience with. He was talking about his family was very much integrated with the Craw life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My mother really enjoys it.
Yeah.
So does my father also really does. So I grew up actually drinking Topo Chico, which is mineral water, mm-hmm. sparkling mineral water, which is something completely different, can't be compared. We've already had this discussion.
Yeah.
So I don't even understand how people get confused.
I know, we're not going to get into it. And then my mother would start buying La Croix from Central Market.
Oh, what did she buy?
Craw.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Craw.
Yeah, okay. It's just a little confusing.
Yeah, sorry. And I've been hooked ever since. I like the bubbles. I used to call them spiky when I was a little kid.
Spiky? Mm. Give me spiky?
Yeah, no, it would be like the more like they are spiky.
Mm-hmm.
Like the drink feels spiky?
Yeah.
Because of the carbonation.
Yeah. This is the slang that I can get behind.
Spiky. Oh, we need to spike factors, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, understand the spike factor when, you know, after a while you keep the Craw open, spike factors go down.
That's true.
So,
you lose spikes.
Yeah. You get 10 out of 10 right at the first crack, the Craw crack, but
always shake
the
fucking bend.
As the Craw is open, the spike factor goes down.
Right.
So you have to keep that quantified. But yeah, well, thank you for sharing.
Now you want to do it?
I like will say too, also, man, I think we should speak briefly about the pronunciation. Because
oh, thank you. Yes, it is.
I think there is some sort of it's a little contentious and a little confusing.
Well, there's
right?
no contention in our group. So,
okay.
And that's the only people I know that drink this thing. So
okay.
It's pretty much a unanimous that it is Craw.
Can I have a moment on the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. It is not LaCroix.
Right.
Don't say LaCroix. That is wrong. That is the worst pronunciation. It is La Croix with an A at the end. Say it like that, people.
With an
La Croix.
A at the end.
Well, no, but an A sound.
It sounds like you're saying La Croix.
La Croix. La Croix.
Yeah, open A.
Yeah, La Croix.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Except in this group, we have settled on.
Yeah, he gotta take a cigarette
Craw.
Break.
Yeah.
We'll be Nico
because
will be right back with us soon.
Craw is a single syllabic word that means a lot and nothing at the same time.
No. We didn't go for go a qua.
Huh? No, because that would just not be dumb. Well. Yeah. So, and it wasn't more of a choice. It was more of
it what chose
works.
Us.
Yeah. So, qua works. Now,
I thought we were saying it wrong for fun.
Oh no! That, no, it's functional.
The white people say it wrong. The Croix. That's wrong. Incorrect.
That's
the French got it right.
Well, no, I get that.
Our French
but
white
then
people? No, apparently not.
What? They're the whitest of the white.
The thing is that if you enter our country, you should speak the way we speak.
Well,
so
this podcast is taking a turn.
I gotta go make breakfast, you guys.
Hang on, Dominic.
Oh, we need to know when you first
say that one more time to the Native American.
Well, you can. I guess since you are that, you can speak. You can say the name however you say. Crix.
You click it.
But yeah, we do need to know when you first drank craw.
I think it was the summer of 2014.
Only a couple years before Mr.
Veteran. She's a veteran.
My cousins brought some craw on a family vacation.
Oh, okay.
And they were, it was all the rage.
Really?
And I was confused. I was hurt. I was, I didn't understand why a drink so boring was so.
We are sponsored by a craw. So if you can just turn that into positivity.
I didn't understand why a drink that at first glance seemed so ordinary.
Yeah. But that's what's so unordinary about it.
What's so extraordinary about it?
Extraordinary, yes.
I like unordinary more. But I will say all of my initial feelings were just truly confused and upset.
Yeah.
Are you bruised?
Yes. My body is a drama queen. So it's like my body is a temple. Nope.
Well, it's a temple that is revering all of its issues, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like the things that when you have a Buddhist temple, you should celebrate the little dings and scratches that it gets. You're not trying to renovate it every single year or something.
That's true.
So keep yours to you and show that you are you and drink some craw, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you.
Sponsored by craw.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Oh, I like that it ended on a low.
Dominic
all
never
of my
gave
first,
his first
all of my first experiences just upset.
Yeah.
I was just upset. There is some resolution to that, but we don't have to talk about it
anymore. Oh, whoa. Well, yeah, maybe later. maybe this is another podcast.
Okay, sounds good. It's
a different segment.
I'll talk about my first experience. It was in 2016 summer. It was 2017 summer of 2017. And I was in DC, and these people were bringing in cases of craw, and I didn't understand what this was. I drank it, and it was not enjoyable, and it was carbonated, and it's all the things I don't like about a drink. And so I didn't really think about it. And then I saw at HEB just a few days ago, there was a coupon for buy two, get one free. And so I thought, man, I never liked this thing, but wouldn't it be fun if I got it? And so I purchased it, all three of them, and made up a system in which it looks like we are enjoying it. And so we continue, and hopefully we do not face the emptiness of our existence by accepting that we're making shit up for ourselves and drinking ironically this thing.
Mm. Do you want me to have a craw crack?
And let's just say
end?
clean sound.
Ooh.
Craw.
What the fuck?
Good. Well, so that was craw talk, and I'm glad that we got all the stories from everyone else, and we'll be just continuing on the topic of craw. So
it was a good talk. It was good to be here. It was good to enjoy y'all. This is Nico signing off.
Yeah, signing off. Let me see. So yeah, I'm just gonna take this alone and just kind of monologue about craw right now. Okay. What I think about craw is that you just have water, and people become tired of water nowadays. They have been inundated with all these sodas, sugar waters, and they just can't find a way to attach
Breach.
To water as well. And so I thought, or I've been thinking, is that people have been starting to carbonate their own water with these little machines in their houses, and it makes sense that as a convenience factor for those that, who can't afford these carbonation machines, they just buy these flavored waters. When I was a kid, we used to have those shitty flavored waters or carbonated waters that Walmart sold. It tasted terrible, but my mom or stepmom liked it a lot.
You know what? A lot of those.
Nico, sign me back on.
Sorry, yeah, coming back. A lot of those. Sorry to cut in here, but a lot of those store brand carbonated drinks have sodium, like benzoate, in it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing that makes it.
Yeah,
so shitty,
yeah. And that really, really just fucks with it. So if you're gonna go with a quality sparkling water, you really need to go with Craw.
Yeah, quality Craw, Qualcraw. And yeah, and that's the thing that I didn't realize, that there is, and that's the thing that Topo Chico did well as well. So I think growing up with those kind of bad carbonated waters, I had a bad conception of it. Mm. But Craw is a perfectly mediocre drink that doesn't give me any negative emotions, and I think that's enough for me. Like, I can live with just being in the middle of the line, feeling nothingness. And that's what Craw is all about. And this is what this podcast is all about.
Mm.
And that's what I am proud of in the creation of this kind of stuff.
It's a high-quality beverage.
It's the quality is what it's all about.
The quality is uncomparable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dominic, would you say... I don't mean to jump ahead into the future segments of Craw, but would you say this past week... with so much Craw in you, has it changed your experience of Craw?
It has not.
No.
No.
But it's a good distraction.
Yes. Okay. But we want to thank Craw for sponsoring this podcast and just really showing like what you can do with water nowadays.
Really?
You can carbonate it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Don't anyway.
Lightly flavor it.
You can flavor it.
Yes. Lightly.
Lightly flavored.
With the essence of fruit.
And does it actually say essence anywhere on this thing?
It doesn't say essence, but pomple, or not, liqueur. I've read articles, they've talked about how they use the, like, essence of fruit, quote, the essence of fruits. It's, like, oils, basically.
Yeah, grapefruit oil?
Something like that. Like, oil from the peel or something like that. They squeeze it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, they use, like, it's very concentrated, and then they use that concentrated kind of oil or flavor, I guess, from the fruit to flavor the drink.
I see.
And that's what gives it kind of that light flavor. Yeah. And Grant says you can really only smell it.
I think the word for that is effervescence. Like, it's kind of, like, very light on everything, or on the surface of everything. But when you try to get deeper into the water, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's just carbonated water. Which is fine. It's like an ocean water. It's beautiful right there. But then it's just murky and just whatever underneath. And yeah, I'd say...
look, Craw is kind of a lot like Corpus Christi.
Oh, yes. You know,
do we at least get free Craw?
Huh?
Do we at least get free Craw?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, maybe after like the 100th episode, they'll start realizing we exist. Episodes. This is the episode.
This is episode one.
Yeah, of at least 1,000. Yeah. Right. So yeah, you just gotta keep on pumping out the contents, and you pump tent, and you get the Craw.
If we do this every day on a 10-day, we will get this done in 10 days.
10 days 100.
How long?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for 1,000.
Oh, you're looking for 1,000?
Yeah.
All right, we can do, I might have to move in with you, but we can do that.
With the content that we're producing right now, I'd say that they would rather us do 1,000.
Yeah. You know what?
Like, people can listen to it at the gym.
Yeah.
Just when they're running.
Yeah, just hearing about Craw. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can work that out.
Yeah, the thing is that there is no end to what we can talk about with Craw. Because it is water, it is carbonation, and it's flavoring. And those three topics span the entire life.
It's all of food.
It's all of food.
And life.
You can really, metaphorically understand life through it. So, and that's why we're not running out of topics right now about Craw.
Like, yeah, I mean, we're still going.
We
thought we were going to end it, but we're still going.
And but yeah, you were listening to inane arguments about nothingness.
Ian.
The segment of Pod Talk. And just so you don't forget, if you didn't understand what's happening right now, if you just came in at the middle of the podcast and started wondering, is this inane? Because is it really? Because Pod Talk is not so nothingness.
No, it is.
Both nothingness and not, I guess. Being in nothingness.
Well, that's what's so great about Craw.
Yeah.
It's adaptable.
It adapts, and yeah, it's pretty much whatever you take out of it. And that's what I enjoy. And let's see what time we have now. If we hit 30 minutes, then that'll be perfect. We have 5 more minutes. Nico, pretty good. Any news on Craw?
Yep.
Recently, the last 5 minutes is dedicated to Craw news.
You know, the only thing on Craw I've seen lately is people are just confused at the lack of ingredients. But people should be take that.
Well, we're all trying to figure out which Craw is which because all of us are drinking Craw right now.
That's mine.
So that's how popular this
is. Mine?
This one's yours or the other one's yours?
This one, because I just opened it.
Okay. This one's mine. Yeah. Thank you.
Because you just opened it.
It's a kind of a hard thing to figure out. We have this one table we're working at, we're eating off of, and we just have Craw all over the place. And it's kind of like the altar to the temple of Craw. Yeah. But yeah, so confusion of Craw is a simple...
Yeah, Craw is a simple drink. People are confused at the lack of ingredients. I think it scares them because people are so used to nowadays. Yeah. I mean, nowadays people are so used to having so much shit in everything they eat and drink that when they find something that doesn't have so much shit in what they're drinking or eating.
Let me read to you what's in Powerade.
Tropical mango.
Let me just compare with Craw. Okay, Craw, you got water.
Carbonated water
and natural flavor.
Okay. All right, we got two ingredients.
Okay. High fructose corn syrup, less than 0.5% of citric acid, salt and monopotassium phosphate and magnesium chloride and calcium chloride, electrolyte sources. So, in case you didn't know what electrolytes are, they help. Sucrose acetate isobutyrate, there's natural flavors. Yellow 5, yellow 6, vitamin B3, niacinamide, vitamin B6, pyridoxine, hydrochloride, vitamin B12, ascorbic acid to protect taste, calcium disodium edta to protect color, modified cornstarch, mixed triglycerides, glycerol ester of rosin. So, I don't even know what these words are. Yet, people are just going all over this type of
thing. Throwing it back. I mean, this Powerade Gatorade shit, it's kind of like the new cigarettes. I mean... You know, just have kids. You have kids sitting around drinking them just for fun.
Yeah, they're not even running.
Not even running, just playing video games, drinking them all day.
Maybe this will help play video games better.
It used to be brisk.
Next thing you know, kids are fat. And you just have a bunch of fat kids running around. And they're going to grow up and just stay fat.
They're not running around.
Yeah, they're not running around. You have a bunch of fat kids waddling around.
Oh, yeah.
Like penguins, you know.
They're never, like penguins, exactly.
Snowball effect. The fatter you get, less you want to run. And then you just can't run anymore. And then you just stand there.
You just stay fat. It's a vicious cycle.
That's the thing, is that Coke is all about trying to find the ways to make their sodas healthier. Coca-Cola, sorry, yes. But Coca-Cola is also peddling.
It's gonna be an hour.
I think the word is peddling. Peddling sugar active water on people, pretending as if it's healthy. And
so but it's got electrolytes.
We got electrolytes. And you know, we've all seen them. Idiocracy. We know what electrolytes do.
Nothing.
So, what's the difference between Craw and regular sparkling water, you know? Well, it's all the same, right?
No.
We can talk about it again.
Yeah, I mean, let's...
Oh, wait, you already talked about this? Yeah, we ain't got to talk about it again.
Four times.
Yeah, we ain't got to talk about it again. We ain't got to talk about it again. It's cool. We done with the subject.
Yeah, let me see. We got 1 minute left. We can sign off. This has been Craw Talk, and thank you. This is brought to you by Craw, and it's just that they are a magical company. And how can you talk?
I wouldn't say magical.
Well, I would say magical.
Yeah, let's just say, how can you talk? I can't talk about Powerade for 30 minutes. How can we talk about Croft for 30 minutes? And we found a way.
Found a way.
And this is just a segment about inane arguments about nothingness. But I think that it really could be just replaced by Croft Talk itself.
Yeah, let's get paid for this.
When we see the reactions on Fink and Grant's face on this whole thing, we just know that this is going to be a winner.
I wish you guys could see their faces right now.
And I know that Fink, whenever he walks to the bathroom, he could just pop on his earbuds and just listen to a little more of what's going on in the craw world. So, and
are our conversations are just going to be only about craw?
We will see.
We'll see.
At the moment, yes.
Yes. And yeah, so thank you and for listening. And we're going to be signing off. This is Dominic.
This is Nico.
And we have Fink and Grant. Yes.
And Grant.
And Grant. Okay. Thank you.
Eli and Nora.
Okay. And Eli and Nora, they're cooking now. Putting a little craw in their water and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Craw pancakes.
Craw pancakes. Craw cakes. Okay.
That's a new thing.
I know.
You ought to put some craw in there later. And make fluffier pancakes.
Mm. Ooh.